nothing. My dog's dead.
Okay, so when we look through our half of the treasure, what have we got?
Where are all the slaves going to go?
Yeah, you got a bunch of slaves.
They're free.
I know, but like, where are they going to go?
They well, maybe they want to go with them.
They're slavers?
Well, they might. They know they have no other way.
That's like equals.
A lot of slaves get.
They're not indentured servants. These guys are going to be fed to a pit. I doubt they're going to want to go with them. Especially after we tell them what they were going to be done.
Well, free them. You ask them what they want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, before they leave.
I think I'll stick with you guys.
Mm. Now we got to carry a bunch of slavers back to this city.
Slaves. You're a hero, right?
Slaves.
I don't want to be encumbered.
Oh my god.
Burdened.
So there are 8 of them on the wagon.
Yeah.
And there's another 8 or so that were in the pit.
Okay.
The ones in the pit aren't going anywhere on their own. They need to be...
They probably fell there.
Say, we probably should have kept one of the wagons.
These ones are still good enough that they could walk.
Yeah.
But the ones in the pit, not going anywhere. Now, there are carts inside of the place.
Yeah, I'm sure we have infrastructure in the castle.
And you could build. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of wood.
Okay.
So we want to get out of here.
Well, let's get some of the supplies, because I imagine we have some food and stuff now, right? From this stuff.
Yep.
We split this up in half or whatever.
Yeah. We also need to go seal. We got to seal this thing.
Yeah. So we should probably make base here.
Yeah.
Bring in our food and whatnot that we have and work with the slavers to kind of get them freed and resting and whatever else. And then we also need to venture out and
find
the skull.
Yeah. We need to heal, you know, try to care for the people that. Or, you know, the strong slaves can care for the weaker ones right now. We need to go find that skull. And then I assume by the time we get back, everybody needs to leave because the Mountain King will probably send a much bigger.
Yeah, but it took them a long time to get here.
That's what I'm saying. We probably have some time, but we don't want to stay here for 6 months.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I agree.
And the slaves shouldn't stay here for 6 months because whatever retribution comes will come to them.
So you get, in various denominations, 500 gold pieces from the.
500 gold pieces?
Yep.
Total?
All of us?
Total.
In total.
Split that by 4. Yeah.
So there was 1,000 in the chest.
So
they took half.
Everyone gets 100.
You guys have half.
Gotcha.
200.
125.
100 gold? 125. No, I was like, it's 500, so we split 4 ways. Everyone gets 100. And then on mine, I wrote 200. So we'd all get like 125.
Gotcha.
Count these as platinum pieces.
And also write your gold and stuff.
So, whoop,
sorry. And then there's 20 each, right?
25.
125.
So one of these is 100?
Mm-hmm.
I already had 5 gold pieces. I have 5 more.
I have rubies that would equal 300 gold, but they're unrefined.
And you have those gems, too, which the total of gems is worth way more.
Yeah.
Oh, I have 15 also I have here, I guess. So can I have 15
more?
Yeah,
we'll just worry about the gold when it comes to this currency.
Yeah.
So you have 15 more, Shane?
So
yes.
How much gold do you have?
140.
I have 130 gold right now.
So here's 15 more.
All right. I have rubies that, when refined, become 300 gold.
Sure, but right now they're rubies.
Yeah.
Okay. So just
keep
those rubies.
Give me a ruby.
No.
Wait, I got rubies. All right, let's... Get everybody inside. Get All right,
so you get everyone inside. The slaves are very thankful.
Mm-hmm.
We also have some blacksmiths in, or did the blacksmiths leave?
Yeah, they all left.
The blacksmiths left?
Yeah, anyone that was associated that wasn't a slave, buggered off.
Yep.
But you've got 16 slaves and a ruined castle. Keep.
It's pretty good.
Is it ruined?
I mean, it's in rough shape.
Yeah. Because I like to tell the slaves, like... I mean, this could be a place where you could live. There are animals here, but the Mountain King, he might re-answer again, you know? So you can choose to defend it, but the point is they have a choice.
When you say the Mountain King, they shudder.
Yeah.
They're clearly very afraid of that dwarf. But they're very grateful. They eat greedily if you share any provisions with them, especially the ones that were in the pits.
We should feed them slowly.
We should somewhat ration. Probably somewhat ration it because I don't know how much food we have with how many people
we have
exactly. Sick,
fast.
Yeah, we don't want to. So like, we'll hand out some food that's enough for everybody.
Yeah. So are you leaving one of the slaves in charge?
And
or are you leaving Gutspiller?
For the super ravenous people.
Mm-hmm.
How many are there? Like 8.
I mean, they're in different states.
I go around to all of them and I take all their good berries and I give each of them a good berry,
which
sustains them for 24 hours. So that should be a pretty good substantial And it gives my health.
Talking with them, do we have any, like, is there anybody that seems like they're leadership material stronger than the others.
Sure. So you talk to them. They tell you about their lives before they were slaves. Two of them were born into slavery and have known nothing else. The rest came from somewhere eventually, most of them from underground, and were caught by the dwarfs and sold into slaves.
I'd probably tell them my story as well and
so there's
bring some kind of report.
Yeah, there's like 10 of them are dwarves and the other 8 are humans.
Okay.
One of the dwarves, he was a captain in one of the like dwarven settlements.
Yeah.
So he seems to be the best leadership material. He's one of the fresh ones that's come in.
Yeah.
And he's seems in fairly good health and is looking for revenge.
Yeah.
I'm gonna spend while he's talking with them, I'm gonna spend some time with the injured ones, like doing medicine checks and trying to help them a little bit if I can.
Okay.
Make them hopefully in better shape.
Sure.
I guess I'll just watch out.
Okay.
Like for like stains or. Like
so gross. It's still very foggy.
Yeah.
So you're doing more listening than watching.
Yeah.
But if any dragons come.
I guess I'll work on the corpse stuff.
All on the dragon.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you can all work with Gutspiller if you want. It's a pretty hard thing. So he gets scales from the dragon, which are useful. He tries to get them in as big as pieces as possible to maybe. They could be crafted into some sort of armor.
Okay.
Some of them, it's just not possible, so he just sort of scrapes them off
yeah.
into, like, bags and things. Most of the acid has spilled out of the hole, so you got what you could get before, but there's really no more getting of that. He takes care of this part, but he shows you how to do it. He harvests the acid gland, and he carefully puts that in a jar, and he puts that jar in a padded box. He takes the eyes, he takes the teeth, and that's... pretty much it. He takes
claws.
The toenails as well. So there's not much use really for the bones. So
bones, wings, nothing like that. Are
stew.
Whenever he said, first we eat. I thought we were eating the dragon.
That's yeah, what I like, thought too.
I guess that's what you do when you kill a dragon.
I guess I thought so kind of weird doing it.
Yeah, he says it's frowned upon to eat intelligent creatures.
Yeah,
and there's no real benefit that's been found.
While doing that, I imagine we get the collar off?
Yeah.
How big is this collar?
It's dragon-sized, so it would be a hula hoop.
Okay.
Or bigger.
For like you just made a warhorse for
it. There's no possible way you could wear it. The only thing you could do is somehow get it shrunk.
I'm going to tie a rope, and a rope over here, and then my rope over this way, and I'm going to crisscross them like suspenders.
Okay.
Where they dangle off like a dress, crisscrossed over my shoulders, and I'll carry it like
applesauce.
Okay. It doesn't appear to do anything.
Good. I need it to get into his cave.
That's like what we imagine, yeah.
Like, it doesn't feel like wearing that way allows it to be activated. So you have to find a way to shrink it, or you need something that's dragon-sized for it to go on.
I wonder if Gutspiller can make a dragon-sized head out of his body and wear it.
See, I thought I had to, like, put it into holes and then turn or something like that. Dang. Okay. That doesn't work the way I
thought. So can we do any kind of, like, insider perception to... see how it would work?
You do Arcana.
Arcana. I can't do that.
I'll attempt it. I'm not very good with magic, guys.
I know nature.
I have 0 Arcana.
4. Plus 1.
Calvin?
No.
21.
That's not bad. So it has some runes on it. You can't make them all out, but one of them says mist.
Mist.
Okay. That's it.
I want to bury Mercury, if I'm able to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or if I'm wondering, like, I don't know, I want to revive him somehow. Dedicate my entire storyline now to reviving this dog.
I mean, you could box up what's left.
Okay.
Scoop him into a jar.
And try to find a way to do it. You and Gutspiller know of no way. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a way.
Okay.
It's like Goodberry gives one... health. He's got to eat
smash
it
all over
him. He's got to eat it.
Just mix it with the water and just fall.
Yeah, the same
so,
way.
Yeah, in this form, like, you don't need all of them. So what you could do is, like, make a necklace out of one of his fangs. If you ever found a way, as long as you had a piece of his body, you could do it.
Okay.
So you can wear a fang around your neck.
That's what I'll do. And I'll use that to cut myself now. When I do one of my spells.
Ooh, cool.
All right.
When so, I do Bane.
So write that down. You have...
We have buried the rest of his body.
Mercury up. Fang yeah. Necklace.
I will help you dig the grave.
Thank you, good sir.
You dig the grave, bury him. The fog turns to rain. Begins to rain.
No.
All right. Okay, so...
So we've eaten.
You've eaten.
We've rested.
You right. have rested. Are you leaving the slaves on their own and Gutspiller is coming with you?
I would probably have the professor come with us. But we do, we've talked about the dwarf slave that seems yeah. to be, you know, leadership material.
Yeah, they are armed. They have the scorpion. Yeah. There's no more dragon.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll be okay.
We also probably would tell them a little bit, like, stay away from this big giant pit.
Okay.
Don't be in that.
Don't yeah. fall into
don't go in
the
don't
pit.
Go in the pit.
Yep. Be excellent to each other.
Indeed. You make your way towards the cliffs.
I put my suspender hula hoop on. You know,
okay.
Are you going to go to that first, or are we just going to go for the thing first?
We got
to
take this to there, right?
Okay.
Isn't this where it is?
I don't know.
Well, that it's on the way.
Okay. I thought that's just his lair.
I don't know.
And that's not where the skeleton thing is, but correct. That's just his lair.
His yeah. lair and the cliffs are different.
They're different. Do we want to go to his lair first?
Do we want to stop on the way?
If it's on the way, then definitely.
It's on the way.
They're okay. both over there.
Let's go that way.
All right.
With your hoop. I nudge every once in a while, and you're like, oh,
talk, stop it.
So, are you on foot? Like, how are you traveling?
Yeah, we're walking on foot, right?
I mean, do you have your war horse?
Everyone has.
We do have that horse.
You could have a, you could have a cart.
All of us. We don't have a cart, yeah, but, do we?
Well, there's probably a cart in the castle.
There is, like, a cart.
Yeah, just in case there's some stuff to bring
that
back.
Can carry people?
Two people can sit on the back.
Yeah.
A war horse?
All right.
No.
A cart.
Okay.
You can put your thing on
it. One person on the war horse.
We can use the war horse.
Okay.
But it's also going to greatly decrease any sort of stealthiness.
Yeah. Well,
would be the thing to consider.
You also need to name him so we're not just calling him War Horse.
Call him Spielberg.
Or is it a girl?
Spielberg.
I will roll for
Spielberg.
Spielberg came with a movie called War.
One of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. Right.
16. Boy or girl?
It is a boy.
Boy, girl.
Okay. Boy.
That's a girl, but he said boy already. So let's take this horse. Named Horse.
You're gonna name him Horse? You turn into a horse and you're gonna name him Horse.
He's like black?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Black Beauty.
I'm gonna be stuck with the name.
Black as an eclipse.
Black as an eclipse.
Like eclipse.
Midnight.
Call him Ebony.
Ebony. Yeah. And then we get another one called Ivory. We get a white horse.
And they live together.
I had black
perfect arm again.
So Ebony?
Damn it. Alright, fine. Ebony.
Well, just do Spielberg. You could take a suggestion.
Okay, Midnight. Midnight,
eclipse. Do Midnight. Do that.
Midnight's good.
I don't care.
I like Midnight.
Is Midnight good?
Midnight. Alright.
You can take a name reluctantly. Make a Spielberg.
Alright, so you're on Midnight. You got the wagon. The cart.
Yep.
You're pulling it through the swamp.
Yep.
It is slow going. The cart gets stuck often.
And we've been through this. Trail before.
You have to, so, yeah. But it's harder with a wagon.
Yeah.
This wagon is more for like taking things within the fortress itself yeah. rather than
it's like a wheelbarrow.
Yep. But eventually you get there. It's as you saw it before, there's a small pond, there's like a small hill, and inside the hill is like a rock wall, and there's a very tiny hole in that rock wall.
A very tiny hole.
So
you can, like put a finger in.
Stygoth says that he uses this collar to get into his lair,
yep.
right?
And the collar says mist on it.
Mist.
Among other things.
You guys are the magic people. I usually...
What's this collar made of?
That you think this stuff.
Some sort of black metal. Maybe iron.
Does it have any piece of the collar that would fit in the hole?
Mist.
I mean, you could undo the latch, and the latch would maybe fit.
Yeah, he would undo a latch.
Gutspiller is with us this time.
He is.
We can ask him.
I was going to say, let him put his arm in there, because regardless of what happens, it's not his real arm.
Well, you said you could get a finger in.
Well, whatever it is. I don't want to put it in there and chop, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. like that guy in Mummy 2.
He puts a blue ethereal energy in it. Nothing seems to happen.
Okay.
He does it for a while and says, like, he can feel he's through the wall, but he doesn't feel anything.
Like he went all the way through it, like through this little hole.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
All right.
Sorry.
He can't get his whole body through though. He still has a torso.
Does he have any idea?
Can he stick his head through?
Does he have any idea how far? Like he reached right there.
Yeah, top
wait.
Part.
Okay. Wait. Hang on.
Yeah.
So he's extended his finger or whatever through, right? Mm-hmm. I want him to just back up and leave it that length.
It's 4 feet.
Okay. All right. Well, I will cast Misty Step on myself.
Okay.
Misty Step.
Yes, I'm gonna look through this hole.
Yeah.
And cast Misty Step. Briefly surrounded by silvery mist, you teleport up to 30 feet to an unoccupied space that you can see. I hope I can see through the hole.
Ooh,
to see
4 feet.
Misty step, teleport.
That's pretty cool.
Through this hole to the other side.
Okay. Yep.
And I have.
Do you have a light?
I have the hula hoop that I'm wearing. I don't know if it misty steps with me.
I mean, all your clothes go with you, so that should go with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Sure.
Of course, how does he get in? The dragon. He doesn't misty step into there.
Maybe he missed. It missed.
I think it missed.
The color missed through. I don't know.
So the thing missed the dragon? Maybe. He could have used that whenever he got struck by lightning.
You fool.
Well, you should have turned to mist.
Don't know why I didn't expect you to go back. I didn't. Not gonna find it.
Oh, did this?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not going back. There's some cool shit in there. You don't know. It's like a dragon couch. You know, take it back while the slaves can sleep on it.
I wonder how dangerous it is. He said it'd be best if you not went in there.
I think he didn't want us to go.
Yeah. Well, I thought that too.
But you think.
What if he's just telling the truth at that moment? Because he's right after we saved him.
He's not concerned with our safety. He's concerned with his horde.
I felt like when he said it was more of a threat. Like, he'd be.
Yeah, I felt threatened there.
Yeah.
There it is.
What if he has, like, kids in there? We gotta care for him.
Your breath catches as the true contents of the muddy cavern become clear. Oh, hang on.
There's a book.
Blackened vines and gnarled taproots dot the hard granite cliffs here. At the base of the cliff is a stagnant pool of water.
Mm-hmm.
Above the pool is a small hole, no longer than a human finger, dug into the cliff wall. That's the outside. All right, sorry. You get on the inside. Your breath catches as the true contents of the muddy cavern become clear. Thousands of coins, gold and silver, spill into the light. Faceted gems sparkle and dance before your eyes.
Thousands.
The gentle luminescence of magic shines from the furthest reaches of the cave.
You got it by the cart.
There's nothing in here, guys.
All right, you saw the bitch. I can see something. Get back here! All right, can you make a light or anything? How do you open this door?
What do I see?
I'm a dwarf at heart. I want that.
I have dark vision. Is there
like, so the treasure is covered in cobwebs and mold.
Okay.
Mold.
Do I see a door or a way of opening anything or anything?
So you like walk around the edges of the room?
Well.
You see nothing obvious.
Okay.
And there's only a little bit of sunlight reaching through.
Okay. Damn, do I want to use that though?
Hey, the first thing they do when they go down here is they make an exit shaft, all right? Like National Treasure. You gotta find that. The back entrance.
Or the sides.
There's no treasure there.
The
aliens are getting into the old.
Pull out a torch and light a torch so I can cast some more light.
Okay. You do so. It glitters, although some of the gold is tarnished or not as bright as it would be because of the cobwebs and the mold. It smells in here of like damp and dank.
Dank.
As you spread your torch around, you don't see any obvious doors. You would need to like go around and maybe feel or look closely to see if there's any sort of secret something or another.
All right.
There doesn't appear to be any pools of water. Like everything, it's all just rock. And there's like a bunch of gold piled up, and it looks like it's parted in a way that something was sleeping there.
In between it. Like Moses. All right. Well, I'll try to look around and find like...
Are you looking at the treasure or are you looking at the walls?
I'll look at trying to find a way of opening.
Okay.
There's like some kind of opening
perception.
Way.
What's happening in there?
20!
20. Okay.
You die.
Natural
20. Unfortunately, there are no exits. There are no doors.
Nothing.
There are no shafts.
How does he get in here?
Damn.
He misty steps in.
He has to mist in.
But how does he get the gold in?
Mist in.
Roll.
If it's on his person, then it mists too.
Okay.
Are you asking this aloud?
I'm talking to myself.
Okay.
But yeah.
Ask it out loud.
I asked it out loud.
Gutspiller says, dragons often eat their treasure.
Malor, how good is your stomach? Yeah, eat that treasure.
No, I can't do that. Far too much.
So it's possible he ate his treasure, turned into mist, came in, regurgitated it.
That's why I have a stamper here for Armageddon, blow it up.
All right, well, I'm going to just look around this treasure and see if I see anything of.
All right, so just at a glance, you see silver and gold coinage from various cultures and time periods. You see gems, including sapphires, emeralds, rubies. You see a number of weapons and armor.
roll? Do you have like detect magic?
Or you mean like arcana?
I guess you could do arcana. Detect magic would make it a lot easier.
I have a spell for that, but I don't think I have it on my person right now. Or prepared. 18 plus 1, 19 arcana?
That's pretty good. You can tell some of it, like, the mold is not on it where everything around it is. So you suspect that some of these things are magical, including a large shield, a dwarven warhammer.
It's a magical warhammer.
There appears to be some sort of ring.
Okay.
And a, like, beaded necklace. Looks like prayer beads.
Okay. Cursed magic? Can I just grab them? I don't know what to do. I don't know if I want to touch them. Rick worried me about the thingy the guy threw.
You can always try to, like, bag them.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe. Or turn on a bear and let the bear be cursed.
So...
I don't know if it works that way.
Are you, like, touching any of the treasure?
I want to take a closer look at the ring.
Okay. So you pick up the ring.
Yeah.
And some of the gold and things begin to roll down.
Okay.
It was kind of like a hill of gold almost.
Uh-huh.
And as it does, you see a corpse clutching a scroll. Like a skeleton.
Oh.
That's revealed.
Okay. Well, I'll look at the scroll, I guess.
Okay. Many days now have passed since I last saw the dragon. I prayed for the dragon to die, and it seems cruelly my wish has been granted. Faith alone sustains me, along with the belief that my death shall not be in vain. This much our research has shown. The disease putrefies the living. There's something in the water, born from the mines bored into the earth to the east. But the swamp cannot produce such vile corruption on its own. The devil-born lizard folk, perhaps? The dragon has whispered ancient ballads in its sleep. Songs of demons and savage kings. The demon and the profane taint, they must be related. My last regret is I will not live to see them both destroyed.
Mm. So he knows about
the maw and that kind of stuff that's going on. All right.
Did the dragon bring him in here?
Eat him and spit him out? That was his treasure? What was the treasure of that guy?
His armor also appears to be suspiciously clean.
What kind of armor is it?
Magical armor?
It is chainmail. He also has a sword and what looks like a morning star.
And those are clean too? Or no?
Yeah.
Sword of morning.
There's some weapons and armor in here. They appear to be magic.
Cool. Is there any hammers?
There is one.
Any swords?
Touch it! Touch it!
I'm afraid to!
Just touch it, please!
Can you just have a perception?
You touched it!
You touch it.
The warhammer.
Nothing happens.
Alright, I pick
that
it up.
You know.
And I go and I set it over on the wall by the hole.
Okay.
Man, I want that treasure.
There's so much!
What's the ground like?
Well, just get the coins and take them down the hole.
It's all rock.
It's all rock.
It's a hole in the middle.
We can go and slay.
There's a very small hole
them.
That's like the size of a finger.
Make them? You, Torque.
That's where the sunlight is coming through?
Yep.
Torque, perhaps you could mine in here.
Mine or what?
Mine. Like.
No, I'm over 18.
Tink, tink, tink.
I mean, I could work on that if you guys left me here, but I have, you know.
Well, how thick is the wall?
4 feet.
4 feet.
4 feet.
Where the hole is.
Okay.
I could go back to the place and get some
slaves.
Not slaves, the free men. Ask if they want to come.
We can pay them.
And then we can pay them.
4 feet's doable.
Could you imagine bringing
4 feet's doable. I mean, the one guy, which I didn't catch his name.
He's a dude 12 feet by yourself back in the day.
Yeah. But I didn't catch the one guy's name, but a lot of them came from underground. And they would be working for themselves, not for others. Okay. We can give them
10%.
10%. Not each.
Does anyone want a shield?
The dwarf's name is Lug.
Lug.
Did anything happen when I grabbed that ring, too, when I was moving that?
Not that you noticed.
No. I'm going to put the ring in my pocket.
Okay.
Damn, I'm gonna all this is cursed. I'm just going to have, like, 20 curses on me.
Is there any kind of perception you can see if it's cursed?
I mean, you need, like, a detect magic, really.
Yeah.
I can't detect magic.
I'll tell you what.
But I would like a magical hammer if it's magic stuff.
Now that I can Gutspeller.
I have it, but it wasn't in this pile. I mean, I didn't change it after I slept.
I'm going to take the guy who seemed to be against the bad stuff Wait, I had a scroll, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take that guy, the cleric. Armor, his Morningstar, his sword, and put it over by the wall.
Okay.
Imagine his stuff is probably okay. He didn't die from his curse, you know?
Yep.
So I put that over there. There's chainmail, a sword, Morningstar, a shield.
There are thousands of pieces of coinage.
Is there anything else you want?
All the money.
That's no. It will not work that way.
Because I haven't used anything yet, can I switch one out? It's a new day.
Well,
I don't want to take a command. That's my favorite one.
I don't know if you can do it on a short rest or a long rest.
Did we go out the next morning, or did we go out?
I imagine.
I mean, you rested, but he didn't do it for the day, is the thing.
Oh, I gotcha.
Also, I don't have a spell slot back?
No, you would have the spell slot, but what he's saying is like...
You have to choose at the morning.
Before you go out on the adventure is when you select you have.
Well, let's just go to sleep, come back tomorrow.
You can change your list when you finish a long rest. So you'd have to take another long rest.
I can only come out one more time. I won't be able to come back in, or I'll be here for a while.
So he's got like all the armor on and have everything. Missed it.
Why don't you just misty step?
Get what you can.
And stand like
in there?
In the middle of the wall and then pass yourself stuff and throw it out.
Yeah. Can you do that?
No, I don't think it's like a teleport thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's like a thing where I can like
sustain it.
Yeah, he turns into mist and then it's like a la carte in Symphony of the Night.
Oh.
I'm not like Mirio.
Yeah. I mean, it's a wall this big, right?
Yeah.
Like, a dwarf miner should be able to get through that.
Eventually.
Eventually.
In a day.
It could make maybe like a day.
You're going to have a bunch of miners, though. Let's go back and get some workers. We'll pay them some gold.
You doing that now?
Why not?
At least get the armor stuff out.
Like, this could seriously help us out if we get all this stuff. It's worth waiting a day.
We also have a long time before.
Just quit our school and just retire.
So we're going to go back and ask these guys if they will work for us for money.
Yeah, get them a job, yeah. What, they don't want a job?
What if they say no?
They're used to working for free.
They
should be thankful.
All right, so what do you guys want?
I'm going to grab...
I want all of that money and magical armor, Aaron. That's what I want.
Okay, for me to come out. Unless I'm staying in here.
Okay, I want the magical warhammer,
What should I try to bring out?
Okay, so what all is out now? Sword, shield...
There's a sword, a shield, chainmail.
And a Morningstar.
And a Morningstar.
Okay. Is that all?
What else in there?
I mean, there could be more. There's so much.
Can you take as much gold as you can also?
There's a dragon's hoard.
What's that?
A bunch of stuff.
Oh,
it's a lot.
It's a fucking ton.
I said a dragon's
hoard.
Dragon's
hoard. I mean, we could also get this when we come back with the whatever's going on there, but I would like the armor and... stuff is going to help us on our trip now.
Does anyone wear chainmail?
Like, honestly, no one else is going to.
I thought I did.
That's what I'm asking. Does anyone wear chainmail? Because if you wear chainmail, this is magical chainmail. It should be a benefit with no loss. This is cursed.
Wasn't there a reason why I didn't wear any armor?
Depending on what armor you wear, you have a lot of benefits not wearing it.
Yeah, so you add your con and your dex to your armor.
So that's really only good if your con and dex are both high. If they're not, then you might be better off wearing armor.
Yeah, my dexterity is not high.
Yeah, you can look
at my con is plus 2, 15.
What's your dexterity? Plus?
It's a plus 0 to 10.
Chainmail gives a 16 armor class. Just 16.
That's better than my 14.
It's considered heavy, so I would not be able to wear it. I can wear padded leather, studded leather, hide. I can't wear metal, so I can't wear it. There's also a shield in here. A shield gives a plus 2 to AC. I don't know if anyone wants a shield or has a shield already.
I have a shield, but if it's a magical shield, what does that mean?
I mean, it could do something else.
Yeah. I mean,
it sounds
like I just have the same thing, but better. So I'd take it. If no one else wants a shield.
So you want the armor, the shield, and the warhammer.
I would play anything that will make me better. I don't think that's unjustified. considering
no
the situation.
Use the warhammer.
I have chainmail already. But yeah,
if it ups his...
I'm at 15 armor class now.
So. Well, if it's magical, most likely it will.
There's also a sword and a Morningstar. I don't know if anyone uses a sword or...
I use a great sword.
He uses a sword.
Yeah.
You use a great sword?
Yeah.
This one's just a sword.
It could be a great sword.
It's a great sword.
This one is just a great sword.
That's what I heard.
It's a magical great sword.
Yeah, I would obviously want to take that.
I'll take the magical warhammer. The Morningstar is up for grabs.
I don't know if
what's the Morningstar again?
It's going to use strength.
It's like a
likely.
Chain with a thing on the end of it, right? Or is a Morningstar just...
A Morningstar, that's a flail.
That's
a Morningstar is like that ball.
Yeah.
Just on a stick.
It's like a spiky ball
on a mace.
Stick.
I mean, yeah, but isn't it
also... I always thought a morning star was like a handle and then a chain and then a spiky ball.
Isn't that a flail?
Yeah, that's a flail.
That's a flail.
What's a morning star?
A morning star
it's
is a...
It's a ball with spikes on a stick.
That's a mace.
I thought that was a mace.
Well, I thought it was a mace too.
A mace can be a different shape. Like, all morning stars are maces, but not all maces are morning stars.
I think that's it.
That's a flail.
Well, morning star weapon, these came up. Oh!
Which one's a flail then? See, that's it right there.
Well, it shows all of them.
So is it anything with a ball with a giant whatever?
A morning star is any of several medieval club-like weapons consisting of a shaft with an attached ball adorned with one or more spikes.
Yeah, because you put in flail and you get this, which is the exact same thing. So I don't know. Which one do you want it to be?
Maybe a flail is a morning star.
Is it a morning star?
I mean, Rick can tell us which one it is.
A flail does 1d8 bludgeoning. Mm-hmm. A morning star does 1d8 piercing.
Yeah, it would be
a morning star.
A morning star.
So then we want it's a 1d8 piercing. We
don't want. I mean, you don't have any d8 weapons. You have d6 weapons.
I know, but
it's a 2d6.
Oh,
yeah.
His great sword. What's this? A hand what?
It's a hand crossbow.
Okay, so you want the great.
The reason why I.
So no one wants the morning star then.
I don't.
I'm trying to figure out what I need to bring back.
Is there an advantage to me holding like a sword and a Morningstar?
I mean, the greatsword's probably a two-handed weapon. You probably can't, right?
Well,
a greatsword's a heavy two-handed weapon. You could use one or the other, but you can't use both.
Yeah, you can't use
both. If you have a shield, I don't know if you have a shield or not, but...
I don't have a shield.
You could use the Morningstar with a shield.
You see that?
But you can't...
I mean, regardless of what you have, you're just going to use command.
I always attack too if I can.
Well, you can't do attack and command at the same turn, though. You use a spear, right? Like, you use your dexterity or whatever?
Well, I can use either.
But I imagine your dexterity is better than your strength, though, right?
No.
Well, then why do you use a spear? You should take the Morningstar.
Because I can use either.
I mean, I could use strength, too, but I shouldn't, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I love my great sword.
I'll use that one.
How much better is the sword?
Yeah.
I imagine you use a spear because it was better for dexterity.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
Right now, it would be the same.
I mean, it can be
used. That's what your sword is right now.
As a ranged weapon.
Okay.
We just don't know what the magic is.
With strength, melee.
Okay, so do you want the Morningstar or no?
This one's trying to decide.
It's a 1d8 weapon.
So it's like something's going to pop up and it's going to tell you what to do.
I'm not swapping out the shield I have. Because technically, number one, it's wood.
But your shield is special.
And I don't use metal. And also, it's already special.
Yours is special.
So keep in mind.
My stuff is nothing.
I mean, bring it out. So either way, I'd say bring it out.
Yeah, I mean, can you bring two things at once?
I mean, I'm going to try to see what I can bring.
Yeah.
What is possible for me to do.
Okay.
Like if I sheath my shield and my sword and then try to find a way to bring out the weapons, the shield, the armor.
How does this work? Like if I pass you my rope, I have like a 50-foot rope through the little hole. Can you tie a bunch of together and then as you're in mist form, pull it out and does it become mist too?
I don't think so. I think it's only if it's on his person.
I think I brought the hula hoop.
Well, if he ties the other end of the rope around him.
He could bring the hula hoop through.
Yeah.
Then he would just teleport out of the rope, probably.
Okay, you need to, like, make the hula hoop, put cloth on it. Now that's big pants. Put all stuff in your pants.
Yeah, do the pants thing like fucking Morty's dad. All
right.
Yeah, I want what makes you better. I'm still learning what that is. But, I mean, I love using a sword. The reason why I incorporated the hand crossbow was just so I'd have some kind of...
You got the great... He's got the great sword and the armor, right?
Yeah, I wanted the chainmail.
So regardless of magical abilities or whatever's in there, the chainmail will benefit Eric.
Yes.
So I'm bringing the chainmail.
Gotcha.
Bringing the chainmail.
For sure.
Yep.
I'm hoping I can just drape it over my arm.
Okay.
The
warhammer?
There's the weapons and the shield. There's a warhammer, a great sword, a morning star, and the shield. I don't know if I can... Can I manage to bring all four of those with me as well with the chainmail or no?
There's a what?
So there's the Morningstar, a greatsword, a shield, and a warhammer.
I mean, what does Misty Step say?
Just lets me teleport.
Briefly surrounded by silvery mist, you teleport up to 30 feet into an unoccupied space that you can see.
It says nothing about any items, but I don't imagine I peer over there naked either, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I would think you could take the items.
Like anything within, like around me kind of thing?
Yeah.
So would I be able to like just try to hold all of them? Just be like,
do that.
And go through?
Yes.
All right.
We're good.
And I put the ring in the next to my pocket.
No, got a bunch of coins too, man.
We'll come back for the coins.
Yeah, we'll come back.
All right.
I mean, if anything, it's better to have the coins here. We don't lose them somewhere else, you know? Get robbed. I mean, this is a bank.
Yeah.
We just know where it is. No one else does.
I love dragons guarding money.
Mm.
This is the armor, and it's lightning.
Yes. Lightning armor? Armor of resistance. I don't have any cards for anything. This is awesome.
Armor of lightning resistance.
I come through. I give Torque the armor.
Okay.
I give the greatsword to Thane.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give the Morning Star to Volcom.
And the Warhammer to me, right?
I'll give the Warhammer to Torque as well.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the other thing I have is still a shield.
So all those are simply magic weapons plus one. So they're magic. And it's plus one attack, plus one damage.
Okay.
Okay, what is it? I'm sorry?
So it's magic plus one. So it means it's magic. Some creatures you can only damage with a magic weapon.
Okay.
And it's plus one attack, plus one damage.
So the Warhammer, take what your Warhammer did before, add one more to the attack and one more to the damage.
One more to the damage.
And the attack.
And the attack
so
bonus.
So if your plus was, what was your plus to
plus
attack?
Plus six.
So it's a seven.
Plus seven.
And what was your damage bonus? Six as well?
1d8.
Plus
six.
So that's seven as well.
Wow.
So mine goes from a 5 to a 6 and a 3 to a 4?
Yep.
Now I have this shield, this magic shield thing or whatever.
I think it's magic. I was going to say, like, he should take the armor and he should take the shield since he already has a shield.
I've always had chainmail, so I can get new chainmail.
So it would give them both a plus one rather than one of them getting, like, a plus three and then one of them getting nothing.
Okay. So Shane just uses chainmail?
Yeah. So it goes to 16 from the 15? That's what you want to do.
Doesn't matter.
I just know, like, his AC...
My AC is 14.
14 to 16.
Mine's 17. 15 now.
I tend to be more tanky. Because I don't have much range stuff, but...
Like, he's usually right in the thick of things.
But if we want, we can make it so that we each get plus one. I'm fine with that. But what do you guys think?
We'd make it a 17, wouldn't it? What's magical?
I don't know. All I know is chainmail is a 16. Is all I know.
Yeah, I think the card says plus one, doesn't it?
The armor of resistance?
Yeah.
No, you're not getting the card. I feel bad.
You said this is thunder, right?
Lightning.
So it's...
Thunder.
You have resistance to one type of damage the DM chooses. Okay, so it says D10, 5, and the damage type lightning.
Okay, so it doesn't give any more than normal chainmail.
So it's just a 16.
But it's...
So...
It reduces lightning damage you take.
Elor will have given it to Torque, but George now,
okay.
You can decide if you want to give to Thane instead.
The shield is a normal shield, except it gives you resistance to thunder damage.
What's the difference between lightning and thunder?
Thunder's a noise. Lightning is...
Different creatures do different damage.
Okay. Oh. It's just a category. Okay. Yep.
It's like fire and ice. There's thunder and there's lightning.
Honestly, I would just like to get my armor class up.
You what?
I'd like to get my armor class up.
Just keep it.
Okay, I'm like, so my armor class now goes up to a 16?
Yeah, just give me a little
bit. And there was a necklace, right?
It was a necklace. I took the necklace and the ring and put it in my pocket when I was coming through.
And then,
Yeah, I mean, I think that's worth 20 gold pieces. Okay.
So, lightning damage 5, what does that mean? Resistance to lightning damage?
I think it means it takes 5 off. Can I see? No. That's, if I want it to be random, I would roll a d10 and
okay.
choose one.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right.
So your resistance, which means you take half.
I take half damage.
You take half damage. And from lightning, if you're using the shield, you take half damage from thunder.
Like the lightning power that the guy had that we previously fought, that would have helped me.
You didn't get hit by any of his attacks, so you don't know if it was lightning or thunder, but it was definitely one of the two and maybe both.
Gotcha.
So you could have had, if with this, you might have had resistance to both of them.
Yeah. I'm just glad to have my armor class. Because I do end up getting into necessary situations.
And that's everything, right?
Screw this up.
The ring?
Necklace. No, yeah. The ring, necklace, the shield, the armor, the sword, the Morningstar, and the Warhammer.
Okay, what was the ring and the necklace that would end up being for you?
The ring, I think I'm going to keep it. Because
okay. It
allows me to cast one of these spells with a charge, and then it gains charges back in the morning.
Okay.
I can cast Animal Friendship, Speak with Animals, or Fear, targeting only beasts that have an intelligence of
fear
low.
That's amazing for you.
So I was
definitely
like, I like that. I already have a high animal handling and everything.
And what was the necklace?
I think it's depending on what I want to do with.
Okay.
Because an amulet of health.
Amulet of health.
Yes. While wearing this amulet, your constitution score is 19. It has no effect if your constitution score is 19 or higher.
Okay.
So 19 increases your con modifier, which increases your hit points. And right. also, anytime you need to make a con save.
Now, if he's wearing it, does that also affect his animal as well?
It would override.
So he and his animals would all have better,
right? Like this would override my animal?
Unless the animal's
unless
higher.
The animal has a 19 already. Okay.
So that might be good.
If it's 19 or higher, it does nothing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that might be good for you, Aaron. Like, you know, your weaker like animals have
the health of all my animals.
And what's your current health?
31 right now.
Okay.
Right now, my constitution is 14.
My constitution is a 15.
Mine's 14.
We definitely say I could always use some extra hit points.
What's your constitution, Calvin?
My constitution is a 15. 15. But my max hit points is 25.
Jeez.
What's the lowest of ever?
36.
So if this buffs it to a 19, what does that do for hit points for a player?
Well, I don't know that it's going to do anything until you level.
Okay. Because then it's the growth is based on your constitution modifier.
Yes.
So you roll your die and okay.
Yep. I don't think it does anything until you level.
Okay, so it won't give me any hit points now.
But it would increase your con saves. And, like, when you were in horse form and you needed to roll con in order to endure.
Yeah, that would help me with that stuff.
I think,
okay.
Yeah. I think Aaron...
I'll keep it for now,
we'll do it, Darren.
Allure.
I agree.
Allure.
Allure.
Yes. I'll hold on to it for now.
All right. Is that everything?
I actually very much enjoy that part.
It's everything.
Okay, and like I said, we can come back for this. This is pretty secure right here.
Yeah.
And only we know where it's at, so.
Yeah, true.
All right, so you're leaving
followed.
It.
Followed.
It's very much like The Hobbit, where they got the troll horde, then they just buried it. And then when Bilbo came back, he just got that and he was rich for the rest of his life.
Guys,
rest of his life.
Where's Resplendent?
She's still hiding.
She's still hiding.
We never found her.
Oh, no.
We haven't looked.
She's like, I'm so good at this.
I guess I will
the best,
take
Jerry.
The ring, the thing, and I'll put it in the cart.
The collar.
Yeah. Okay. The collar.
All right.
Good deal.
Should we go back to get the slaves to start mining, or should we leave this, let this be for now?
I don't want them mining and then fucking we're gone forever. They come back, they're gone.
It's gone. They took everything.
It's a thing.
I
want to
be here.
Says jackass.
I want to be overseeing the whole operation.
All right. So we head towards the skull thing.
We go towards the skull thing.
All right.
You want to bring the collar with you?
Let's give you
one. I put it in the cart.
It's a long fuse.
My other thought was to put it in the water that's there.
Ooh. I mean, is it? Will it mess with us while we're? I mean, we have the cart. I mean, I really thought to bring the cart just because, like, there's going to be something in there. It's a dragon horde, you know? I don't know about... I mean, maybe we'll need something to bring the body back or something, I guess.
All right. Are we moving on?
Moving on!
By the way, the ring was called Ring of Animal Influence.
Cool. So,
Ring of Animal Influence.
You can speak with animals anytime. I mean, I don't need that thing.
That's really cool.
Okay, Mercury's dead.
1d3 chart. How do I roll a 1d3?
A d6 divided by 2.
Oh, okay.
So 1 and 2 is 1.
Gotcha.
All right, so you continue on.
All right.
So where are we going?
Well, we're heading to
Heading to the cliffs.
The cliffs. All right.
As the day goes on, the fog begins to clear, and you guys see a cliff face with stairs carved into it, and what looks like a barbarian king carved into the side of the cliff as well. Normal perception? I assume you're not just riding up to it?
We'll be cautious. 5 for me. We know perception.
17.
5.
17?
Yes.
Anyone get higher?
14, 15, 17. Nope, 17.
So with 17, you notice a lot of tracks back and forth, mainly humanoid tracks, but not human, probably lizard folk, going through the mud back and forth. You don't see any lizard folk on the stairs, but really the only thing you can see is the stairs. There is like an overlook that... It's sort of like up here, but there's like windows almost carved. Well, not so much windows as there's pillars.
Okay.
And so theoretically something could be up there looking, but you can't see anything from here.
Okay. I say we head towards the cliff, right? We're looking for this remains of this demon, right?
Yeah.
We got to get into this thing where the skull is, which he said the lizard folk probably have it.
So you ride up?
I was going to say you can give your mini.
Come over here. Oh, I didn't know your mini was it. I was busy.
So are you dismounting, or are you riding up, carting off?
I think we should dismount. You know, we don't want to make too much noise, but...
Yeah, leave the cart at the base.
We don't have anything too valuable in there.
Okay.
Right?
No.
So are you tying the horse to, like, a...
Tree?
Like a big tree.
Root?
Like a big tree, right? Mm-hmm. It's a big horse.
Tying to something, I guess, sure.
All right, you do so. You make your way forward. You find yourself at the base of the stairs.
I also made sure there was some water and food there for the horsey.
Maybe they could Peaky Blinders for some reason, tying the horse, and it wasn't the horse.
You find yourself at the base of the stairs.
This is Gus Bell, right?
Yeah. He seems unimpressed by the magnificent visage in front of you.
Gus Bell?
Yeah. Hmm. He's not a big archaeologist.
Fan art.
Or architecture.
Architecture, yeah. I guess it could be archaeology.
I'm a fan of archaeology. There's old statues and stuff here.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, you know, I've been in a lot of caverns, a lot of, like, rock steps and stuff. I generally, I look, they seem to be stable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere. No, they haven't for 1,000 years.
I say we head up.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, you start to head up. It doesn't seem, it seems much taller as you're climbing them. Then you realize. You find yourself above the fog.
Ooh, okay. As
you climb. You get sort of between here and here is an archway.
Okay.
So before you get to here.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
There's an archway. Yep. So you guys are on these stairs.
So should we move this off?
Yeah, we can move it off.
Cool. Oh, what you doing?
Oh, was it me? Damn
it. So you're coming up this way.
All right.
An ornate archway has been hewn into the granite cliff. Faint hieroglyphics whisper of forgotten empires lost to the march of time. Beneath the arch, a passageway plunges into darkness. Which is strange, because you can look and see, like, over there is open.
Yeah.
And there are pillars.
But when we look in this archway, it's dark.
It's dark. Does anyone want to roll...
Maybe time is slower now.
A
time chamber.
Arcana?
Comprehend languages, or you could do arcana, you could do history to recognize.
My history is plus 2, 19, 21.
Comprehend languages, I cast.
On history.
All right, so you recognize that this is the same sort of stuff as the fortress that you just left.
Okay.
It's by the same empire.
Okay.
You know, obviously, that they had ties with dark and possibly demonic beings.
Mm.
With your decipher script, the hieroglyphics read, Lord Death kneels at the throne of the king.
Lord Death?
Mm-hmm. So it's like death itself is obedient to the king. Throne of the king. Like the king controls life and death.
Even death kneels to him.
Yeah.
We should...
Now you also notice that... Roll investigation.
13.
18.
12.
7.
So you notice that you guys have left muddy footprints on the way up, but those are the only footprints that you see.
So no one's been here for a long time.
Seems that way.
Or they don't leave footprints. They can float.
Perhaps or they clean their shoes spirits. At the bottom before they come up.
They have leaves that
we're like Aragorn going into the one cavern, so they're all ghosts.
Yeah, but remember what he's... Yeah, but he's like, I do not... I think it was Legolas that was like, I do not fear the ghost of men. And he goes in and he's an elf. You should do that, Aaron.
Oh.
He also had a sword that commanded the ghosts.
Legolas did? I don't have that.
Aragorn did.
And I don't have that one either.
That blade was broken. It has been remade.
Can we use your light thing and, like, toss something lit up in there? And see if we can see light?
Sure.
Why it's so dark, maybe? Like, I look down and like look for like a little rock. Like, is there like a little rock somewhere?
Like, sure.
And like I want Volcom to cast light on this. And I throw it into the doorway.
You do so. As the light shines through, you see two spectral looking things that are still shadow as the light.
Like,
shines through.
Like figures?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They appear to be like swirling in the doorway.
I don't know. So don't go in.
Well, can we? No, we can't do that.
I'll walk up.
Last time I did something like this, I ended up trying to
push a lady in a hole.
Remember?
I'm going to take a step onto the rock.
Okay.
And try to get a closer look.
Just throw a rock in there or something.
He did. He just did. Pay attention.
I just threw a rock that was lit up, and that's how we see these spectral beams.
Oh, yeah.
So did he step through? Or you just get next to
me. I want to get up closer, looking through, before I step through.
You see those beings.
This might be like the archway in
Harry Potter. Can you try to communicate?
I don't know.
Say something.
Hello.
There's a slight echo.
Hello. Hello. That's you, brother. You brother.
All right, I'll hold my shield and stuff, but I'll reach out with my hand and I reach into the line of I break entry.
Okay.
He's getting
He's
something.
Reaching back. Torque pushes him all the way in. No.
I'm a god.
No one asked.
Things that take magical damage, they don't. Are those like. Is magical damage like a lot less than regular damage?
Magical damage can't be shielded by armor.
Okay. Well, no.
No.
So,
right? there are some creatures that will not take damage from just normal.
Yeah.
There are some creatures that won't take any damage at all. Yeah. There are some that are resistant to non-magical weapons. So, like, once you get them to higher levels, you need magical weapons to fight most things.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. So.
And what are those?
Do I recognize these as weird spirits that used to be inside Volcom?
They look similar.
Volcom, suck them up! Can you do that?
You guys have some balls.
Like the Demon Slayer balls.
Filled with blood.
Demon Slayer balls.
Oh, yeah.
Balls filled with blood.
I don't have anything.
Literally Demon Slayer balls.
His blood.
Yeah.
Roll initiative.
Damn it.
What have you done?
No, it's okay. I'm back in your play, Aaron.
What else are we gonna do?
13. Wait, plus four.
Damn.
No, plus one.
17, 18,
14. 19. 19. No, sir. 19.
I'm glad I got to go first. Hopefully.
10.
Plus two.
10.
7.
7?
I don't know. For the initiative, I usually always roll good. I'm tired of going first.
Elora's first.
Okay, well, I'm going to cast, because they're right in front of me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to cast Thunder Wave.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to paralyze them.
Well, I don't know if it paralyzes necessarily.
Pokemon rules.
Yeah.
It supersedes all other rules.
They will have to succeed a Constitution saving throw. If failed, they take 2d8 thunder damage and are pushed 10 feet away from me.
Okay.
On a successful save, the creature takes half damage. It's not pushed. All
right.
So, what did I say, 2d6?
2d8.
Damn.
Well, they fail.
All right. So they will both take max damage, which is 4.
Well done.
All right.
I rolled 3 and a 1. And they're pushed 10 feet away from me.
Are they wispy and windy?
Yeah.
They look wispy.
Yeah, they're, it's like their upper bit is a man, but the rest of it just sort of trails off.
Gotcha.
And they're black. Like a shadow.
When I look at it, it looks like that the upper man bit could be hit by some good old
definitely hammers. By a magic hammer.
Upper man bit. All right.
But my magic hammer is only plus one.
I will make sure I make way in the doorway.
Okay.
For my melee allies to rush through.
All right.
And then I will. I don't know if I want to take any forms yet, because I don't know how much what else we have as we go
yeah.
in. So I'm gonna wait. So.
All right, it's their turn.
Damn. I should have backed up a bit. I thought about backing up, but I wasn't sure who went next.
So, does this follow Pokemon rules where we have to weaken them before we can capture them?
Who knows? Not me.
Make it up as he goes.
All right. That is a miss. And that is a 17 for Stacey.
My AC is 17.
Okay.
Which hits.
Yeah. If it matches the ACA.
10 points.
Okay.
Shit.
So it goes to hit you, but it just sort of, and you guys see it, go through his side, and you feel like an icy cold in your heart as it pulls away.
Okay.
All right, next is Torque.
Rawr! I see this happening. I immediately go to protect my friend.
Okay.
With my magic hammer.
Mm-hmm. Magic hammer.
So, Calvin, take me up. Take me up there. Torch me.
So he can move on the other side, I guess.
Over here?
No, but I mean, like they don't occupy space, so he could go through them.
Like over here?
If he has enough speed.
15, 20. Could be between them.
Okay, so 17 plus 7, 24.
Hits.
Okay. And then it's a D8.
Mm-hmm.
1D8 plus 7. So 5 plus 7, 14. Which is a magic hammer.
Yep.
So it's magic plus 1. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? Does that mean when I hit somebody that only takes one magic damage?
No.
If it's
so plus 1 increase your attack and damage by one.
Okay.
Which you've already done.
Gotcha. All
right. And then magic is just a type of damage that goes on top of, so it's magical bludgeoning damage.
I understand now. Okay, so yes. That would be a...
Okay, so you go, you strike it, it sort of reverberates, and the shadow like gets very thin, but then it comes back together.
Okay, but I noticed that it seemed like it's taking damage.
It definitely, you definitely hit something.
Gotcha.
Thane.
I'm going to do Bane.
Okay.
Oh, I have a bonus attack, by the way.
If you're raging.
Oh, shit, I didn't start raging. Fuck. Tell me next time.
No raging.
Okay, do you know what Bane is?
I was too excited to help
him.
I need to drop blood, and I use Mercury's Fang.
Okay.
Slash myself. Blood comes out. Up to three creatures of your choice that you can see within range must make charisma saving throws.
Okay.
Whenever a target that fails a saving throw makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends, the target must roll a d4 and subtract the number rolled from the attack roll or saving throw.
They both fail.
Okay.
So you should have done that. One guy.
Is that an action or a bonus action?
This is an action.
Okay. So that's your attack?
Yes.
You can still move.
What happens?
So he cursed them, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whenever they roll to attack, I have to roll this and subtract it.
Gotcha.
Okay, so hopefully that'll help. Yeah, I should have, Calvin, but...
You say it failed, though?
They failed.
They failed.
They're saved.
They failed to be awesome.
Okay.
So do you wish to move? Or do you wish to stay back?
I'll stay... back for right now.
Okay. Vulcan.
Alrighty.
What happened to Mercury? He went in.
He definitely went in.
So she said.
I didn't want to do that. I was like, I guess I'll go here.
Might not have had him attack the big guy, you know.
How many orbs do I have?
Should be written down.
Yep. You guys wrote them down.
Well, we had five, right? We were waiting for them to make five, but how many do I have?
Did you write it down?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how many other people had. Because if nobody else wants any, I'll take all five.
You have all five of them.
Okay, you have all five.
Yeah.
I don't have any. Yeah.
Okay, so what do you do with the orb?
Which one were you wailing on?
The one right in front.
The brown green.
Yeah.
Okay. So, pink one is still weakened.
Okay.
I will...
Yeah, they both took 4 damage.
Well, he did more. That's the weaker one.
They both did, so I'm saying.
So, what is your spell save?
I believe it's 14. Yeah.
The way they work is they have to save against it based on whatever your spell save was when the blood was drawn. So all these ones are 14. Even if you level up, it doesn't matter. But if you make new ones, they're stronger, is the idea.
Okay.
So you just need to do a thrown attack, basically. So like a javelin, it would be the same.
Like a dex.
Strength or dex?
Strength. Because it's
strength?
Thrown. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thrown weapons are
strength. Dexterity.
No. Dexterity is like a bow.
Okay.
But yeah, anything that's thrown is strength.
Alright, that's why the javelins that Eric throws are strength related.
Actually, yeah, you still need to roll and hit, and then they have to save.
Okay. 11?
11 is... good enough.
All right.
But they have to try and save. All right, so you throw it in, and it sort of hits it. And it just turns to blood, and it covers it, and like it grows around it.
The blood does?
The blood does. And then once it's trying to like do this to get it off, and once it's completely covered, it then starts to shrink, and it becomes a ball again. It falls.
Torque has never seen anything like this.
To the floor, and it starts to roll down the stairs.
Does it wiggle?
Ding. Ding.
Huh?
Does it go like, ding. Bitchy,
bitchy. Well, bitchy, yes, because it's rolling.
Bitchy, bitchy.
All right. I'd like to move to the bottom of the steps and catch it.
You catch it.
Good job, Ash.
Kick one. Kick it with your foot so you do this.
Was it the pink one or is it the yellow one?
It was that one.
Calvin, right? You should have taken...
No, you said the pink one.
You did say the pink one.
You said the weaker one, right?
Yeah. Calvin, you should put your mask and do this.
Volcom, are you going to name him?
No, don't name him.
No.
That way you
Don.
Back to Elora.
Back to me, huh? Okay. I want to,
disappointed. Use Bane already.
I mean, you can use it more, but it wouldn't stack. And you took a spell away.
Yeah.
From it, right?
Let me just, I'll try my poison spray on him.
Okay.
I just extend my hand out towards him.
Yep.
And I puff noxious gas at the creature. And he must succeed a constitution saving throw.
That's such a weak move.
It's 14.
He fails.
Okay, so he will take 1d12 poison damage.
He doesn't take poison damage.
What?
He's immune.
Why?
Because he's ethereal.
So?
He's not physical.
It's
you
magical.
Can't,
but
you
learned.
It's magical.
You've learned. Always learn something, Aaron. Write that down. Can't poison ghosts.
Not really a ghost.
He's not a ghost. That's insane. All right, moving along. I'm going to back up so I won't get hit again. So I'm gonna...
All right, Torque, it reels around to you.
It's hard to stand up on this stuff.
It is a 16 versus AC.
16.
So it hits.
Yep.
Seven.
7 points
of damage.
Okay.
Did you do your...
I take it.
Oh, minus. No, I didn't. It missed because of Shane's Bane.
Oh, they missed.
Yep.
Yay! Thank you, Shane.
Make it up earlier.
All right.
Bane's Bane.
All right.
Is that a spell slot or is Torque. It just a...
All right.
It was
are you wanting to capture this, Calvin, or do I kill it?
I was going to capture it.
Okay. What can I do to better help Calvin capture this? I recognize that he's trying to do this. What's a good action I can take?
He told you.
Can it be...
Well, if you...
Just weaken it more?
I mean, if you try to... You can try to weaken it more. You could also just try and distract it. You could do something called, like, assisting an ally.
Yeah.
And if you're able to do so, you will give Calvin, like, a +2.
I will assist an ally.
Okay. You're already in combat, so if you just forego, you attack.
Okay. Can I try to, like, intimidate or something?
Yeah. Okay. Thane.
I will assist Calvin. Or I will assist Fulcrum.
All right. You're going to have to move up there.
I will get closer, and I will assist Fulcrum.
Okay.
So,
you do so.
So you get another +2?
We'll say yes.
Yay.
Just send him right there.
And then it's Vulcan's turn.
Better do it right, Calvin.
All
right. Do
dead.
Right, do right. Do right, do tight.
3 plus 2. 2. 4.
So 7.
And another 6. 13.
Yeah, that hits.
13.
Oh, good. Plus 6.
And it fails. So
shit.
The same thing happened.
Oh, okay.
No, his check fails.
You hit, and it fails.
Push Calvin down the steps.
You did the same thing there and did last time.
I know.
It's like, ah, dang it, it failed.
So it, like last time, covers the creature in blood, turns back into a wall.
Cool. And that's the last creature, right?
That you see. Now you are here. There is...
What do you do with those?
So you see these are stairs going down.
Okay.
I can use a hit die, right?
What?
I can use a hit die.
If you take a short rest.
Oh, alright.
This, it's dimly lit just by the sun's coming in from the outside as you look down into the room. I think that's where we're going to have to end it.
Okay. Gotta get this demon skull thing.
I love the idea of climbing this tower.
Yeah. Guys, thank you for watching D&D this week. Have you been liking the adventure so far? Let us know down in the comments what your favorite part is and what you want to see in the future. Is there a really cool storyline you're really hoping one of us to get to? Let us know what you like down in the comments below. Subscribe! Bye-bye!